A sim swapper gets jail time after pleading guilty, YouTubers are being targeted in attacks, and Reveal goes offline again. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris and this is ThreatWire for October 26, 2021. Happy Halloween! I'm wearing my Goosebumps shirt to celebrate the season. This is your weekly summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. A big thank you to Mateus, Franklin, Michael One, and Dog this week on Patreon. Patreon.com/ThreatWire is always the place to keep this show ad-free. If you want a special signed holiday card from me this year, you can sign up anytime in October. You have got 1 week left to get one of those cards. And those cards are limited and only available for supporters. So once they are gone, they are gone. And with that, on to the news. A 20-year-old sim swapper pleaded guilty to aggravated identity theft after a cybercrime partnership went bad. In this case, the sim swapper and his accomplices had stolen almost $17,000 from victims. But two of the partners decided to part ways with a third accomplice after discovering that third person had never paid them their part of the stolen profits. Now, while there are precautions consumers can take to prevent SIM swapping, in this case, a cell phone carrier employee's credentials were accessed via a phishing campaign targeting their login details in order to obtain phone numbers that could be stolen. The attackers used the employee's password to log into the company's internal network, where they were able to steal phone numbers in a SIM swapping attack. The number that was used to gain access to the victim's cryptocurrency wallet, where they stole almost $17,000 in cryptocurrency. The 20-year-old Brian suspected his accomplice named Millicent didn't give him his share, so he doxed him and swatted him. Cops showed up at the Millicent's residence, found there was no reason for the SWAT team to be called, and were informed by a relative of Millicent's that someone called their house and claimed Millicent had stolen almost 20 grand. The Department of Justice was able to utilize resources from the Dark Market and Digital Currency Crimes Task Force to bring Millicent to justice back in May of this year, and Brian now faces a sentencing of 2 years for his own involvement. This story hits kind of close to home because I just gave a talk at a YouTuber event about how to protect your YouTube account from getting hijacked. Google's Threat Analysis Group, aka TAG, has been researching an ongoing campaign, first spotted back in 2019, that targets YouTube creators in phishing attacks meant to steal their passwords. The campaigns often promise some kind of sponsorship or partnership with a brand, and they ask the creator to download a file, which is actually malware. The criminals behind these attacks seem to stem from job ads on Russian forums seeking hackers for hire, who could use social engineering tactics and phishing emails to push malware to content creators. The job descriptions included collecting the YouTube account contact email, registering a Gmail account, sending out social engineering and phishing attacks, and tricking victims into downloading the malware. The hired hackers could earn anywhere between 25% to 70% of the revenue from those hijacked YouTube channels. Multiple malware variants are being used in these attacks in order to steal the target's credentials and their browser cookies, which can allow the attacker to hijack the target's YouTube account in a pass-the-cookie attack. The malware could avoid sandboxing by using enlarged files, encrypted archives, and download IP cloaking, according to a TAG security engineer. The attacker can also use the stolen browser cookies to pose as the victim, already authenticated in a browser, which means they would not need to go through the whole login process and they could circumvent a 2FA login code. Now, many of the YouTube accounts were used to conduct live streaming cryptocurrency scams and sold for up to $4,000 via the dark web per account. Google's cybersecurity team has cut down on phishing emails and blocked many attacks, but the attackers are shifting away from the Gmail accounts they originally used towards .cz accounts, so we can tell that it is still ongoing. Google is still investigating and reported these attacks to the FBI. Since May, Google has restored about 4,000 YouTube influencer accounts that were targeted in these campaigns, but creators should still use two-factor authentication, with hardware tokens being the best option, even though codes could be bypassed in this specific attack scenario. And remember to never download files sent from any unknown accounts. I love it when y'all send me these adorable pictures of your pets. These fur babies are so cute. And these are a few from my Hush Puppy Patreon Alliance members. You can always support this content and you can keep it ad-free for as little as $2 per month. And you get a slew of perks at the same time, including that holiday card. Each and every single Alliance member gets over 10 perks as soon as you sign up at patreon.com/threatwire. So keep that in mind. And with that, onto the third news story. So Reaville seems to leave and come back over and over again. It's kind of like watching a tennis match between Reaville ransomware gangs and the government agencies. Well, according to reports, law enforcement groups from several different countries, including the USA, worked together to disrupt the Reaville ransomware group once again, taking down the group for the second time. This came after a Reaville operator shared via a cybercrime forum that somebody had taken control of the group's Tor payment portal and data leak website. Of the two Reaville operators who own domain keys, one of them mysteriously disappeared over the summertime. That operator's key was used this month to access the domain after going silent for several months, leading the sole operator that was still active to assume the server was compromised. Reports later confirmed the access happened by way of the US and other countries who were forcing the domain offline. The remaining operator signed off after announcing the information about the compromised server, and many are left to wonder if Reaville will ever be back again after this happened. So Reaville has struggled to get new users for their operations since their original shutdown over the summer, so it is believed the operation won't come back in this format, but it could potentially resurface under a new brand and a new operation. And if that happens, we'll definitely follow up. This week, I'm reviewing my in-hand Google Pixel 6 Pro. It's so cool. I love it. Over at youtube.com/ShannonMorse. Definitely check out my channel for that video. Do not forget to like and subscribe to this one as well. I'm Shannon Morse, and I'll see you on the internet.